It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today, Tuesday, February 4th. You got nothing to say now.
2-4. Yeah. Kobe Day.
There you go. Okay. All right. There you go. And that is, of course, Nooch, who's joining me. But we're going to get to him in a second because we got some jokes for you, some leftover Super Bowl jokes, too, that we're going to tell because, hey, there ain't nothing else to tell until they make some trades in the NBA. Now, if you saw that Patrick Mahomes was the MVP of the game, you saw that, right, Dan?
I did. Good for him.
Yeah, and he said that he wants to be in Kansas City for a long time. Now, he then added, not 5 years, though. That's way too fucking long. He didn't really say that, folks, but he probably thought it. Now, with that victory on Sunday, Mahomes broke the infamous Madden curse. You know that, right, Dan?
Sure,
that
one, the cover.
The player on the cover.
You know what he did? He was the first one ever. Yeah, actually, this is probably part of a joke. So
it
I'll
is, it is.
Now.
But he's the first one to do it because usually that person has a bad season, whoever's on the cover, and they certainly don't win the Super Bowl. Now, unfortunately, his coach Andy Reid is still dealing with that other Madden curse, obesity. I don't know why it's the, you know, the Madden curse, but they both were fat.
Yeah.
One of them still is.
Yeah.
Actually, they both still are. I think John Madden may be kind of off the, he may have, I suspect he has some dementia or something because he's kind of been off the grid.
Yeah, I can't imagine that he's gotten more spry or his brain's working better than we remember him last.
No, it usually doesn't go that way.
Nope.
All right, there's some more stories here. After that win, oh, go ahead. No,
they both are exceptionally naturally
big dudes.
Big dudes.
Big
like
dudes.
It looks good on both of them.
It does. Yeah. They wear it well.
Yep.
In fact, after the win, Andy Reid said he was going to eat the biggest cheeseburger in the world. And also after the win, Chiefs lineman Derek Nandati picked up the adoption fees for 91 dogs at a Kansas City shelter. Now, we're hoping those two stories are not related. I'm sure it wasn't. He would not eat a dog burger.
That'd be a good way to get bad attention, making the largest dog meat cheeseburger.
Oh, absolutely. That would really ruin the joy of the Super Bowl. Yeah. Now, he said that he didn't spend the night with the Lombardi trophy, but he said he spent the night after the Super Bowl, Andy Reid, with his trophy wife. Did you hear that? Now, it turned out that he was referring, actually, to a life-size bottle of Mrs. Butterworth that he had made specially for the occasion.
Wow.
He's not married to a syrup bottle. We're taking some shots. He won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's playful ribbing when you're a champion.
Playful ribbing. Yeah. And also, some more football news. J.J. Watt hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
What?
Yeah, J.J. Watt. And just like when he's playing for the Texans, it was his one and only appearance for the season.
Ooh,
very SNL.
Nice.
Yeah.
He took, you know what, maybe he sacrificed himself for the Madden curse. You know,
J.J.
Usually,
Watt?
Yeah.
So he was the big star who took the...
usually have a horrible injury.
He always gets an injury.
Well,
so
Mahomes,
that he only has to play half the season.
Didn't Mahomes' kneecap fall off? And he was
at
like,
some
just
point,
give me a couple weeks.
It's all right. And then it came back.
So he
and
pushed
he still,
through
he
the
ran,
Madden curse.
He did. And he ran more in the playoffs than he did in the regular season.
Very good athlete.
Did you hear this, this piece of news, Dan? The single voter who snubbed Derek Jeter on the Hall of Fame ballot. He's keeping that ballot private. Did you know that? Yeah. Now, upon hearing this, Pete Buttigieg immediately announced he'd been elected to the Hall of Fame because it was private.
Very
so,
good.
You know, he was not saying. That's topical.
And topical.
Topical.
That is like as fresh
sneaky
and
cutting Pete.
Edge. That's called bleeding edge comedy.
It
when
is.
It comes that
sneaky
fresh.
Pete. Never trust someone from an Ivy League school. Sorry if you're from an Ivy League school. But
no, he's a little too
Slick.
Slick.
A little too slick. All right, so those were the jokes for the day. Thanks, Quincy, for most of those jokes. I may have fudged some of them in there. I don't know if I did any of that or not. It seems like we worked it out together.
I'd consider them terrific jokes.
Great jokes, great jokes. And now moving on to the stories of the day, which really some of them we touched on. I guess the Michigan State coach just stepped down.
Bailed.
Well, I think that school's got a lot of issues in terms of, that's another one of those
water?
Like...
Oh, wait, no, never mind.
No, that's near there, I believe, but this is, it's another one of those like rape university kind of things.
Yeah.
Baylor,
Jeez,
Michigan State, Don't go to a school with green as the predominant color. I don't know if that has anything to do with honestly, but.
And guess what, young men of America, don't rape people.
That's a better, that's, you would, like, would solve the whole thing.
Treat people the way you yes. appreciate being
yes.
treated.
But it's odd that there are these certain places where they seem to gravitate. Now, people have been pointing out Kansas City. Andy Reid has a history, not he himself, obviously, but that team has a history of some real violence. Didn't they have a player?
Tyreek Hill, yes.
Tyreek Hill, Hunt?
Yes, multiple offender, yeah. And they let Hunt go, but Hill, they've sort of been like, we're going to just look past it.
Yeah.
I think there was a third guy, too, wasn't there?
There was
a
guy who committed suicide in the parking lot, right? Wasn't that a Chiefs guy years ago? I don't know what that violence was connected with that. I mean, that was a self-violence.
That's sad,
but,
yeah.
You know, that's all kind of stories like that get real buried in everything in times like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I have nothing more on D'Antonio. It's just, you know, another coach at a school. I wonder if we're going to find out more later. Usually, if something like that happens, you find out more later. So.
It's a pretty little piece once the dust clears, yep. Oh, I'm serious.
Like a 30 for 30 or inside the lines or outside the outside.
Such clarity
rules.
When you're looking back, but at the time.
Hindsight is 20/20, mm-hmm. they say, and this is the
That's
year to
right.
say it. You
know, all year.
All year long, we could be saying that. The Knicks fired another GM, Dan.
Shocking.
Yeah. The Knicks, if people don't know, are... Would you say that's the worst franchise in sports?
Yeah. Mostly because of the squandered opportunities. You know what I mean? Different people in the same position could have found success.
Many, many, many times. Yeah. Many, many times.
So how does it become a psychological...
I think the culture there is so bad...
Yeah,
that no one really has any time to do anything, and it wouldn't surprise me if at a certain point, coaches or GMs just start doing bad moves because Dolan is so bad. They're like, fine. You want to cripple the team for 4 more years? Great,
sure.
Go ahead. We'll do this because you thought it was a good idea. Like the guy who quit today, I think he had a different idea of what to do with whatever Morris.
It's such. A weird team.
Very weird.
The whole roster, I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is so weird.
It is.
What are you doing? It's like I don't know who these people are.
They're bad.
I mean, Dolan, too, with his...
Well, he's the any guy who, like, books his blues band to open for MSG, like, real bands is... Yeah. You know,
it tells you what type of guy we're dealing
with. Yeah, and I wonder if he's like, yeah, we'll cut you a deal if we can open for you guys. And then they're like, yeah, all right, great. We're going to show up late anyway. I don't have to hear your set. Him and Daniel Snyder are two examples of just privileged babies.
Yeah. I think Trump would complete that.
Oh,
that trio.
Yes. He would be worse than either of them owning a team.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he sank the whole USFL.
Yep.
He, you know, everybody knows by now he's the worst. Even if they vote, even if they support him, they have to.
USFL was
they have to announce
too.
He's the worst. Yeah. Man, that was awesome, that league. That could have done something. Now, are you excited about the XFL coming up? Can you name any XFL teams? Let's do. How about this? All right, good. We've got a game here.
I'm excited because my hometown hero, Charlie Ebersole, I believe, is involved in the XFL.
He is involved in it. And here we go. Home official rosters for all 8 teams. But we're just today. We could play some other games with this later.
Yeah, I could name one team. But
you could. You can?
Yeah.
Okay, there are 8 teams. So let's hear them.
The Tampa Bay Menace. The Miami Fangs, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
No, none of these are right.
None of them? Not even one?
8
What about
teams.
Cities? Did I get one of the cities right?
Here we go. I'll give you the city.
Okay.
D.C.
Snipers. What's the name of the team?
I'm listening to that podcast right now. That's not the D.C. Snipers. If the Bullets change their name to Wizards, they're not going to be the D.C. Snipers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was trying to think of cool DC related, but then I thought of the
There is a Vipers team.
Oh, okay.
But the DC sniper was a dude, man.
Yeah, but I forgot. The whole thing.
Okay, so that was a slip of the tongue.
That was a slip of the
tongue.
That
wasn't something
in
horrible.
In hindsight, I thought, oh.
Well, I'll use that horrible slip of the tongue as a nice segue. I think the podcast is called Monster, and it's like 16 parts on that.
Oh, really?
My God, it's pretty
John
riveting.
John Malvo and John Muhammad.
Yes, it's yeah. very riveting. So it is actually
fascinating.
The DC Defenders.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
The Dallas.
Spurs. Spikes.
No, Renegades.
Renegades. Oh, okay. That's a tough name, yeah.
And I like their logo is a dude with a mask. Kinda,
for the
renegade.
Record,
go ahead.
The Defenders are setting themselves up for huge failures in articles and commentating.
When they give up a lot of
defenders.
Points? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People
more like the offenders of football.
Yes, exactly. The can't defenders.
Nice. You've already written the headlines.
Yep.
Okay. Houston.
Oil drums.
Interesting you say that because an oil rig does seem to be part of their logo, but they're the Roughnecks.
Roughnecks.
I don't know what that is. I'm not going to get into the background any of that. Is a roughneck somebody who, you know, has a dirty neck, like
yeah.
a redneck, but a roughneck is like a dirty neck because they work so hard?
Is that the slang for an oil worker?
I don't know. But their oil rig is kind of their, it looks like, is the logo for Houston. So
wow.
You were close enough on that to anything.
Sure.
All right, our hometown team here, the Los Angeles.
Lasers.
No, but I like that.
Yeah.
Los Angeles you. Lasers would be great. It's the Wildcats. Like the
Wildcats?
Most basic. Yeah.
What is it? Who sat in a room
and came
and
up
said,
with Wildcats?
Let's go with Wildcats.
They paid a firm to come up with Wildcats.
Oh, my gosh.
That is pretty.
Is that just because they're so PC, they don't want to offend anybody with the names and everything?
Well, why don't they say, like, cougars or mountain lions, you know, because we actually have those.
Seriously, the Wildcats?
Yeah, it's
and
it's so basic. It's generic.
It's affiliated already with other things.
It is. It's very, that's the worst one so far. Their colors are okay. It's Buccaneers colors, it looks like, old school. All right, so that's Los Angeles. New York.
Night. Steams. I don't know.
The night steams. The night steams sounds like some kind of malady where, and you know, I think this is, I'm going to make a generalization, but I've cohabitated with, you know, a number of women in my time.
Sure.
And I think all of them have the night steams, which is when in their sleep they fart, and it's so bad you can't believe it. Because maybe they waited all day and didn't let it out.
Yep, better out than in.
Yeah, well, so that's what night steams are. It's not the
there
team.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I gave you the, and guys can do that too. I've just not been experienced it from anyone other than them.
The nights, it's a Dutch oven when a gentleman does it. Night steams.
Yes, there we go. I like that. Mm-hmm. Although we should be past the time of having to separate those things. But night steams is good. Everybody can do both.
Yeah, this is 2020.
So the Guardians, it looks kind of Egyptian, and it's also like a lion. That would be better for like Chicago, like the lions at the Art Institute. But this is the Guardians, and it looks like a vampire lion kind of. See the logo there? New York Guardians.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you saw some of the other names now, but.
I didn't. I can't see that far.
All right. The St. Louis.
Arches. Barges.
Hmm. This is another weird one. The Battle Hawks. And then it has this very, like, crusade-looking wings and a sword. That's a weird kind of logo. That looks like a WW1 logo or something.
Yeah, I don't know. What's going on with the XFL?
It's
didn't they announce bankruptcy not long ago? Or am I thinking of Arena League?
One of them did. All right, so here we go. We got two more. The Seattle.
Lumberjacks.
No, it's a mythical animal.
Oh, jeez. Griffins.
No.
Unicorns.
Dragon.
Dragon. Oh, I like that.
I like it, too. I like
Seattle
it. I like their
dragons.
Logo, too. The Seattle Dragons. It's a dragon that's spitting fire.
Okay, that's
all right,
cool.
And then the last one is the Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay. This one I will get right. I promise to our fans and viewers I'll get this right.
Yeah, I gave you a clue earlier.
Crocs?
Like the shoes?
Yes.
Like the whole team is sponsored by Crocs.
Yeah.
And they have... and they wear... That would be all right.
That
it's
would
the
be
Vipers.
Cool. Oh, I was reptilian.
True, true.
The Vipers.
You know, but you Tampa, I don't know if they have Vipers there. I know they have a lot of pythons down in the Everglades.
Pythons.
But those are
yes.
an invasive species. You never want to give... You never want to give an invasive species your logo, you know?
Right.
Like, did you know that there are like 300 hippos in South America because Pablo Escobar had hippos brought in, and then they're like all inbred too, and so there is an invasive species of hippos
of inbred hippos
in
South
Colombia. Yes.
Imagine you're a poor Colombian villager.
Well, they're very
out.
Docile, apparently, because they're used to being around people.
Well, good.
So that's the one good thing.
Because they can kill.
Oh, hippos they're the biggest killers like, in Africa, I think.
Yeah.
The biggest man killers in Africa.
Yeah, hippos are powerful creatures.
Very strong. Well, yeah. Imagine being that heavy and then also sloshing around in water. That's a workout all the time.
Yep. Yeah, though I would never
hippos would be in all
toss
right.
a watermelon to a hippo. No, thank you.
Would you toss it businesslike to a hippo? Like if you knew, if you had precautions?
Well, if I knew it would read my body behavior.
I think a hippo would love getting a, and it would be like you need a splash guard.
Right.
That thing would catch that thing in its mouth and pop it like a freaking egg.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty good with animals. I think if I had the proper amount of hippo feed, like, and I kind of slowly kept giving meat to the hippo.
I don't know that they eat meat.
And let it get closer.
If you offered
it
meat, you might be in trouble. I don't think they eat meat. They eat a lot of grass.
But they kill people in Africa.
They don't kill them to eat them.
They just kill them to protect their grass?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. I don't believe
there's
any
people in Northern California.
Northern Carolina.
Probably there, too, who kill people to protect their grass.
That's true. Well, I'm thrilled to announce there's hummingbirds zipping
all
around.
Over there.
Yeah.
So those are your eight teams there, folks. Honestly, the Dragons are the best, and the Wildcats, come on. Oh. How do you get to that?
The Wildcats. You know, I took golf lessons with the commish, Charlie.
Ebersole?
Yep.
Way back when?
We knew each other casually because my best friend lived up the street from him and his family.
So you hung out with him two or three times?
Yes.
Nice.
Two or three times. Very good. That's probably about right.
I have no idea how many times you hung out with him.
It's not relevant.
It isn't relevant, but the games are going to start pretty soon, I think, this weekend. So let's see their schedule. Right. I believe that the schedule is Saturday, February 8, 2 p.m. Eastern, so that's an 11 a.m. start on ABC.
Wow.
The Seattle Dragons at your D.C. Defenders.
Oh, you were waiting for me to say the name of the team.
Yes,
I knew it, too. I was like...
You didn't know it, but that's right. And boy, they're on ABC and Fox and ESPN.
I mean,
look, so they got some big TV behind it.
Yeah, but do they have big players? What's the point of all this?
Yes, they have big players. You want to know some of the big names playing? Absolutely. Official roster for all eight teams. Sure, I'll give you that. You got your Dallas Renegades, the big names on that team. Oh, head coach, Bob Stoops.
That's a huge start.
That's a big name.
Yep.
Their coaches are big. Jim Jeffcoat, remember him? He played.
Sure.
Let's see. What? I don't remember. Okay. I'm looking for anybody. Landry Jones, former Oklahoma quarterback.
There you go. Familiar with his work.
Okay, good. Wow. Okay. All right. So not so many real recognizable.
Well, here's another question. Is this league supposed to be like the one that's still like
developmental,
real dangerous? Is it supposed to be developmental?
No, they're not. No.
Safety.
It's not the dangerous league that it was before because these guys who are their coaches would not be doing this. These guys are more respected. Pep Hamilton is the coach of DC. I'm just going to look for their quarterback and see Tyree Jackson. He played in the NFL, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Cardale Jones, Ohio State quarterback. Okay, so that's somebody who we recognize.
Sure. This is great for college football fans to
it
have
is.
More.
Well, that's really what it is. June Jones, that's going to be a run and shoot. He's the team, what team is that? Houston, of course. So he used to do, didn't he do the Oilers?
Yep.
Connor Cook is their quarterback. Looks like he's their big quarterback as far as I can see there, unless this guy here, P.J. Walker, never heard of him.
P.J. Walker is not a real name.
No, it is. Oh, let's see who our Wildcats quarterback is. Head coach Winston Moss.
Very nice.
Jalen McClendon and Chad Kanoff. And Josh Johnson. He was a Giant for a while. Okay.
Good staff.
Okay, so these are barely recognizable names. New York's got to have a big name there, huh? Their coach is Kevin Gilbride.
Wow.
Got in a fight with, what's his name? Rex Ryan's dad.
Buddy Ryan.
Yes, got into a fight with Kevin Gilbride. Again, Houston Oilers. Big Houston Oilers presence. Now, their quarterback is Luis Perez from Texas A&M Commerce, which actually, that's I think that school had a shooting a couple days ago, actually.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Matt McGloin. He was at
McGloin
Penn State.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. He might have been part of the Joe Paterno last team of him. I don't know.
What's the aim of it all? What's happening?
That's a great question. What is the aim of the XFL? I think it's to give opportunities.
Okay.
Geez, I don't recognize any of those guys on whatever team that was.
What's
St. Louis.
Typical salary of a player?
Good question. I think it's like $30,000 a game, maybe $25,000 a game.
A game?
That's
when
too
do
much.
Where do I sign
no,
up?
That'd be like NFL. I think it's probably like $5,000 a game. Even that's not bad.
No.
But that's not great, really.
How long are their season?
Maybe 8 or 9 games. Maybe 10 games. I don't. This is a lot more information than I was expected to provide.
Well.
Just for the so you know, folks, I was looking for the rest of the teams. Oh, Mark Trestman is the Seattle coach. Remember him from the Bears?
Trestman, was he a defensive coordinator?
No, offensive coordinator.
I don't know.
He's got Aaron Murray, former Georgia quarterback there. That's all I can see.
So it'll be exciting if they're younger players and a mix of some
I'm sure
veterans.
It is younger players and guys trying to make the NFL, and you'll probably see a couple guys pop out of there.
Well, here's a question from you. Okay, yeah, you just answered it.
What? Do
I
think?
I was going to say, Torpedo Jones starts averaging 7 yards a carry, tears up the XFL.
Yeah,
are
he'll get a
any
shot.
NFL scouts at these games?
Yes.
Are there, okay.
Yes, I think guys could probably opt out to the NFL. It's not like you're going to be obliged to stay in the XFL.
Well, here's this. This is out of the left field. Say Pat Mahomes is sitting at home this summer.
Mm-hmm. Wants to do a little extra playing?
He says, geez, this looks fun.
I think his contract prevents him from playing football outside of the Chiefs.
What if he retires and then starts a career in
the
XFL?
Why would he want to do that? People were also saying that the guy from Clemson could take a year off.
He could dominate. Mahomes would tear up
the He's
XFL.
Dominating the NFL. He doesn't. The XFL would
it's
be like me in the theater
though.
League.
That's what I'm saying. He could preserve his health playing in
oh,
the XFL.
Oh, he's probably just as likely to get hit late or something by an unprofessional guy in this league.
That's true. Football is just inherently dangerous. It just is what it is. Let's not. Why do we always dance around it? This is a sport where guys are banging against one another, running very fast, trying to drive one another.
This
into
is
the
a
ground.
Pretty new take.
I like to provide the ignorant nuance.
No, you're right. The ignorant nuance is the best nuance.
As if it's never been spoken about, but with a refreshing approach.
I agree. I think that's a good take to go out on anyway.
See you later.
So we'll do that. All right, later. We'll see you tomorrow or talk at you. Bye.